The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I've an in for Pat all this week. Now, usually they put chavs and a lot of lowlifes in front of me on this show. Now we're going to have a touch of class. I'm delighted to welcome a new lyric presenter and leading Irish soprano, Claudia Boyle, to studio. And she is going to try and persuade me that opera is for ordinary people. You're most welcome, Claudia.
Oh, good morning, Ivan. Thanks for having me.
Tell us about this new show on Lyric.
Oh, the new show on Lyric, Weekend Classics, yeah. Well, it's just a very relaxing show. It's, you know, the weekend is a time to unwind. So just a very relaxing show of classics, you know, and love, familiar classics. And I do try and put in, you know, different versions of things there
as
well.
So it's Saturday and Sunday. What time does it go
out? Saturday and Sunday from 4 o'clock.
Okay, yeah? Okay. Yeah. That would be soothing. I'd be into my second bottle of wine at that stage.
You must tune in there,
Ivan. That sounds like a definite plan. So tell me. You went, because I know it well, because I recently was at an awards ceremony for the Irish School of Music in Westland Row, where they got an award for
Lovely.
The new building.
Yeah.
And it's extraordinary, because if you're walking down to Pier Station, you wouldn't know the quality of what's inside.
Oh, it's huge inside, isn't it?
Theatre and everything.
Yeah.
So just tell us how you started in music and in opera singing.
Well, I always loved, actually, my first love was drama. I always loved drama, loved acting.
You're a drama queen,
aren't you? Loved being on stage, just loved performing.
I know the type, yeah.
Yeah, oh, you know the type. But no, and I suppose, yeah, I was just like I remember being in primary school and my teacher at the time would always let me go up and do little skits for the class. So it was something that was just always in me. And then music was in our home as well. So then the two just kind of merged together, which was great. I mean, I get to act and sing. But it was always in our home. So that was I was really privileged like that. You know, we all did piano and, you know, there was just a love of music.
So
in
you
our
qualified
home.
In playing the cello and the piano and as an opera singer, did you?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. And actually, I studied the cello in the Royal Irish Academy of Music because that was what I did on my degree course. And it was halfway through that. I was, I think I was in the pit at the time looking up at, you know, a singer because you'd be accompanying other singers in college. And I was like, no, I actually want to be up there.
Yeah.
And I was halfway through my course. I said, no.
So how has it gone for you? Have you travelled the world?
I have.
Tell us about it.
Well, after that, then I decided I want to do singing full time. I did an audition then for the Salzburg Opera Festival Young Artist course. And I got that. It's quite a prestigious place to get. And everyone goes to the Salzburg Opera Festival in the world of opera. You know, it's a great place to be. You get to sing for conductors. You get to do auditions. You get to see opera singers that you aspire to. So just for a young aspiring artist, it's a fabulous place to be. Got my first then role in the Rome Opera House then, because I auditioned for Riccardo Muti there, a really famous conductor. And he cast me in my first role at the Rome Opera House. And then it all kicked off from there. Baptism by fire.
So you're here on behalf of the Irish National Opera to promote this particular opera that's touring in Dublin, going to Wexford, the National Opera Centre, and elsewhere. Just tell us about that.
Well, L'Elisir d'Amore by Donizetti. It's a fantastic opera, Ivan. So I hope to see you there. It's really like even if you're afraid of opera or you haven't been to it, it's a very accessible opera. The music is very tuneful. The orchestra, it's just a really delightful opera. It's a lovely story. It's a comic story, of course, about a young guy who is in love with this girl. She doesn't quite see it, but at the end of the opera, she realises what's actually in front of her eyes for the whole opera. And it all ends very nicely. But it's a delightful evening.
Okay, so this L'Elisir d'Amore, is it?
L'Elisir d'Amore, the Elixir of Love.
Okay, the Elixir of Love.
Yes.
25th of May in the Gaiety to the 31st.
Yeah, four
Wexford the 4th of June, the Cork Opera House the 7th of June.
Yes.
Now that we've got that out of the way.
The promo.
So I'm going to tell you what I really think.
Go on, tell us.
So the situation is, I was a Wexford TD for 22 years and minister, and obviously in October for 3 weeks, one of the iconic international things that Wexford Town has to offer is its International Opera Festival.
Yeah.
So we all dutifully had to say how wonderful this was. And I actually opened it one year and I every year went to the black tie opening event. Well, the amount of champagne I had to drink to get through the 2.5 hours.
But the
2.5 hours of... Right, my problem with opera is, first of all, it's not in English, so I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, can I counter that now with them?
Okay.
But because all opera companies now provide surtitles, so you don't have to know what every word is. And also,
where do you get the subtitles? Where's the screen?
Actually, over the stage, just at the top of the curtain.
Well, now that's a big step up.
It's amazing. It's fantastic because, you know, it does let you know what's going on. But then I will counter that with, when an opera is so good, sometimes you don't need to know exactly what people are saying. I mean, the music tells you as well. So there is that too. But if you do like to know every word they're saying, all opera companies
well,
do have
and
subtitles.
Will that be in this case, in
absolutely,
your tour?
Absolutely, yeah. Okay. Irish National Opera has
And how does it run,
titles.
The kind of band, kind yeah, of it just electronic yeah, thing across the top?
Yeah, a band across the top of the stage.
Now,
and Wexford do it as well.
My second thing is okay. that I noticed, now I did this for 20 years going to this and
okay,
more,
yeah.
that everything was the same. Like the heroine eventually died and got killed and she took all night to die. Do you know, the Whalen
yes.
and the Nation and so on. Is it a little bit predictable?
Well, I mean, you could say that about any novel or book you might read. I mean, a love story is as old as time. I mean, the guy gets the girl. So, I mean, that's life, Ivan.
I know, but then someone dies.
I know, but you get up every morning. What do? You put on your clothes, you have your breakfast. That's all very samey too.
Okay.
Life is samey.
Okay.
So, but it is dressed up with fantastic music, amazing costumes. And if the director's very good, they're going to, you know, give you a little, a different production of it. So we do wrap it up differently every time.
My third problem was...
Am I countering your arguments?
You are effective. But my third problem is that the way people absorb it, the fans of it.
Yes.
You know, they're so culturally snobbish about it. You know what I mean? In their artistic glee that, you know, if you don't get it, you're a complete moron.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Is there not a snobbish element to this that, oh, you don't have the wit to, or the sort of depth to, you know, cerebral depth or artic creativeness in you,
exactly,
art
yeah.
creativeness. Like, is there not a snobby element?
There can be. I do agree with you there. There can be because, you know, there's a proportion of people who just don't like it and that's absolutely fine, you know. But I would say, the only thing I would say is that if you have this kind of preconceived idea of it, go and try it. That's my take on it because predominantly most people who do absolutely love it. Now, you did talk about Wexford. What I will say
yeah.
about Wexford is...
Have you performed in Wexford?
Yeah, numerous times. And I love it. It's a fantastic festival. Great in
international. Well, it's great for the town.
But,
like, it's
but they
all
do
volunteers
unknown
run
operas
it.
Down
that's
there.
Right. That's
and,
right.
And so that is really their...
They're a hard sell, are they?
You know, it's just to show you hidden gems. And sometimes they can be tough going. I think it's a fantastic opera festival. But, a hidden gem is hidden sometimes for a reason. Maybe it's not the most tuneful. Maybe it's not constructed, you know, in the best way. Maybe it was a time in the composer's life when he wasn't reaching his artistic pinnacle. But predominantly, if you go and see a La Bohème, a La Traviata, and, you know, you recognise all of these tunes. You've heard them. They're so good. They've made their way into mainstream media. And you know, that is different. It is different than going to see an obscure opera.
That's a very fair point. And yeah. Let me say, if I was the TD, I could not utter one word of this because the amount of people who come from all over the world to stay for a week or two in Wexford in a shoulder seat. The restaurants are full.
Yeah.
There's another sort of fringe arts festival. It's all in a shoulder period of the autumn, October, which is very dreary.
And that's what you're going for
as
well.
And the volunteers put a huge effort into it.
Oh, they're amazing. Yeah. And there's such a lovely atmosphere.
What's
in
your
that
favourite?
Festival?
If you were to give me one to try and sell it to me, as a sort of unreconstructed chav, what would
unreconstructed chav? I love it.
What would you pick out?
Well, I'm going to have to say L'Elysée de Mora, and that is genuine. I love it. I love singing there. I've sung it numerous times before, twice in Dresden, in Oslo. Listen, it's a great opera. It's so tuneful and it's charming. And I love singing Donizetti. Another one of Donizetti I love is Lucia di Lammermoor. Probably top favourite of all time for me. I'm a bit biased because it's what I sing is probably La Traviata.
Okay. So if you would like to go on to Dublin, Wexford or Cork, it's... IrishNationalOpera.ie
yeah.
and I'm sure Ticketmaster are all the usual sources
all
of tickets.
All the usual places, we'll have Ticketmaster, it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's on in late May, early June. It's been an absolute delight to talk to Claudia Boyle, not only a leading soprano, but now a presenter on Lyric. We wish you well with that.
Thank you so much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.